brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
Good morning.
May the 28th, day. Well, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, and it's not Memorial Day yet, though. Of course, Thursday will be Memorial Day. There's a lot, and there's still stuff happening on Memorial Day itself. Today, 7:05 in the morning, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
How are you?
Did I already say that?
You know what? I think for our loyal listeners, they know the drill.
Well, you know what? But we have to do that.
Absolutely. Right. KCNR 1460. And you can go to Free Fire. Well, actually go to KCNR 1460 and really invite our chat pack.
Yeah, come on.
Love to hear from you guys. How was your weekend? We're going to be talking about events over the weekend.
Yeah.
We'll start off kickoff our morning.
We do. And then, what's the weather going to be today?
We got the showers happening right now. Looks like our temperatures today are going to be around 75. The forecast calls for a chance of showers with temperatures around 59 tonight. Oh, we've got a very interesting week ahead of us. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to go up to 80 degrees, showers again. Hey, we enjoy this though. You know what? It's gloomy outside, but we'll take it because when the showers come in, we look forward to, filling the dam, filling the lakes, and making sure, wow, spring is kind of, you know, it's gone into summer. But
yeah,
can you imagine it's just going to go crazy with the flowers and the roses and everything? But I think everybody's ready to get back into the routine.
They are. And in view of that, let's have our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 201 points this morning at 15,504. The S&P 500 is positive 20 at 1669, and the NASDAQ is positive 52 at 3511. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 22 cents at $13.46, and Sirius Radio up 4 cents at $3.62. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 40 cents at $20.08, and North Valley Bank is down 4 cents at $16.78. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.24%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $4.50 at $1,383. Silver is down 12 cents at $22.37, and crude oil is up $1.41 at $95.56. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They have the information on Wall Street that you probably like to have. They've got those, the secret sauce that happens if you don't know all the,
The
secret sauce that people that do this for a living have, you know. I mean,
Definitely. They
know what's happening there. People call them, tell them. You know, things that you would never see.
I bet you there were a lot of secret sauce recipe exchanges over the weekend.
I think there probably was. Especially out on the lake. Bad Bob, you were out on the lake all weekend. Did you, it looked like it was a great weekend out there. It's a really good in business.
It was. Now, the number of houseboats occupied by college students down from Oregon, which is the big crowd out there, seemed to be down this year. There was a lot of law enforcement activity, and this year, we saw the Forest Service actually going on to Slaughterhouse Island and forcing them to clean up their act because in years past they've just left the island just absolutely covered with about a foot of garbage. And this year they went on the shore and said, clean it up or we'll take it yet. And by golly, there were a bunch of kids out there with trash bags looking unhappy, but they were cleaning it up. So
well, good for them.
Good on the Forest Service for that.
Well, I'm glad there's a lot of people out there. This could be the harbinger of having a great summer out on the lake. We need it.
This is a healthy chunk of the marina's income every spring.
And I'm glad everything it looks like, everything, Shasta Caverns, everybody said it looked like it was really good.
We have somebody new coming on board. I'm really looking forward to, introducing, and, I am looking, we took a tour of Holiday Harbor. And that was really
good. And Kevin was on last Friday. You
okay.
Know, remember, he was talking to us about
that. But I can't wait to actually go out and do a trip. And we've gone out that he took us out on a really short excursion. Well, let's talk about more of that when we get back from the break. We're running late. Got to take a break here. So much to talk about. How was your weekend? Love the input. We were going to get into politics. We're going to get into a bunch of stuff. Carl's got it written down. He's going to let it rip. And I want to talk to you about a couple of things that we saw on TV this weekend, as well as, more houseboat stuff. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Memorial Day is almost upon us. Come help us honor all of our veterans on May 31st, 7 p.m. by attending America's Game, baseball, at historic Tiger Field. The Reading Colt 45s will open their season at 7 p.m. on May 31st. One half of the gate receipts will go to the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. Patriotic music, a color guard, and a special ceremony will take place before the game. So join us for an evening of family fun, baseball, and honoring our veterans. Colt 45 Baseball at historic Tiger Field.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a little rainy today, but the rest of the week should be...
Kind of feels like our Monday.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about Memorial Day. There was so many different ceremonies yesterday. And it wasn't Memorial Day. Okay, I know it was the day that we celebrate because it was made it into a three-day weekend. But Memorial Day is this Thursday on May 30th. And there is another ceremony. It's going to be down at the Civic Center. But before we get to that, when you think about Memorial Day, I was thinking about, you think about those who have passed. And both my parents fought in World War II. And well, my dad fought. My mom was a medical technician in there. And actually, well, my uncle was also in the service. Both my uncles were in the service. And the one uncle had been wounded in the Battle of the Bulge, shot several times, ended up losing his leg. My mom, who was working in England at that time, volunteered to go to France and found my uncle in a hospital there. And there's photos of her taken with my uncle. And,
great story.
And it was a great story. And then mom and dad met on the way home. Mom was one of 12 women on a troop ship coming back, so they kept them really up, you know, pretty much under close guard. But dad was the officer of the deck one day, and they met, and, 6 months later, so 7 months later, they got married. And stayed married for well over 60 years, until they both passed away. But, you know, when you think about Memorial Day, you think about our heroes, you think about all the people that maybe, you know, they just served, maybe weren't in combat, but served. And, there's one more ceremony, and it's going to be this Thursday.
Thursday, May 30th at 11 a.m. It's at the Veterans Memorial Grove. That's right. At the Reading Civic Auditorium. Everybody's invited, and, they're going to lay wreaths in honor of our fallen comrades. So there's going to be canopies there if it's hot out that day. If it's not raining, so that will be at 11 a.m.
And they also are going to have military vehicles there, a helicopter, and that's going to be there from like 9 o'clock on till late in the afternoon. So it's not just the 11 o'clock one, so, but let everybody try and come out for that one, too.
Well, our forecast says it's going to be 84 and sunny that day. So thank you for actually adding in the information that there will be canopies and seats for people to sit down and go ahead, Bob, please.
We could actually nail the century mark by Saturday, just for a heads up. So
100 degrees.
Yep.
Hey, you know, a big shout out to a gentleman by the name of Dean Haug, I believe his name is. He's a Reading resident who has just given $250,000 to the Women's Shelter and Family Justice Center, Women's Refuge and Family Justice
wow.
Center.
Wow.
And,
they need
89
it.
89 years old. He said that. Yeah, that allows him to keep some of the children's programs open, et cetera. So
he's 89?
Yeah, he's 89 years old.
And what am I going to do? How wonderful to help continue on with helping, a safe place. And I know eventually they're going to be making an announcement because the, Shasta Family Justice Center and the Shasta Women's Refuge, they have combined. And they are going to be making a new name. So it is a one-stop yeah. shop. And how wonderful to think that, you know, with all the, you know, monies and inheritance or whatever this gentleman has done, that he knows that he's leaving it behind to help others. That's wonderful.
And he's 89, a World War II veteran and former city manager of Livermore and Mountain View. So my gift only goes so far. And he says, abused women and children need help, and I want this gift to motivate others. That's well, our hat's off to you, sir. Okay, you know, going from that to, what was it, beyond the candelabra, under the candelabra?
What did you call it, before, under, beyond?
The candelabra about Liberace and his boyfriend.
Scotty. It was a book, the story was from the perspective of his longtime, 5-year companion. And, you know, it's interesting because my parents, of course, my mom's just turned 80, my dad's 82, and when they live in the Sacramento area, my mom had called and said, what do you think of the movie? What do you think of the movie? We remember seeing Liberace, and we went up to Reno or Tahoe, and Scotty was there, and he talked about Scotty, and she said, I think I can recall some kind of palimony suit, because, of course, this all happened back when it was more shocking, like
yeah,
during
70s,
the Rock Hudson,
yeah.
when Rock Hudson came out with, first of all, came out. Then came out with AIDS. It really rocked the world. We didn't know what to do with that. And around that same time was Liberace. Well, Liberace was much more flamboyant, but Michael Douglas plays Liberace, and I mark my words, he will win every award that's out actor in a series, actor in a drama, actor in a, he's gonna win.
Special thing though. Yeah.
And then Matt Damon was incredible too. Now, yes, I mean, I don't know, I'm watching from a guy who's a real guy like you, because I think you're a guy.
Well, it's just, you know, the fact that
it was based
on the book written by the Scott guy, and it didn't make him look good. He was He also had, drug problems. He had all these things, but Liberace, but the story was, as somebody said, it was a lot less about the piano and it was all about more of a personal life, that this guy was a flamboyant showman. And I remember when I would say something to my mom about, wow, I mean, he's really gay. And my mom and many of her generation just didn't want to believe that.
No. Nope.
They didn't want to believe that. No, he's just flamboyant. And it's like, okay, maybe he is. You know, he's got girlfriends. Oh, okay. It wasn't anything to, argue with your mom about. But the thing is that the lifestyle, the extravagant lifestyle of people, and after they've become so famous, and then this relationship, and showing this relationship on TV, it seems like gay and lesbian relationships are you're seeing more and more of them on television, on cable, and on regular channels. And it's that television, movies, and more depicting gay relationships.
Well, we are, besides, along with the, okay, so that movie, everybody, I recommend you see it. It's on HBO and it's, continuing on. We're gonna take a break. I know that we're talking about show business. We'll come back with a couple of the series that we watch on a regular basis that also seems to carry on over with, this kind of theme, which we watch regularly, which is Game of Thrones, not Longmire. I mean, the Western thing, but I mean, when it comes to the 16th and the 17th and the century of Game of Thrones and
the Borgias and those things like this.
There's a lot of.
We also want to talk when we come back too about the IRS and,
absolutely,
and this huge scandal. It just keeps getting worse. When we get back. So,
all right, let's do that.
Linda Bott, we'll be right back.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 on Tuesday. And it is 57 degrees in the downtown studios here. Slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 75.
You know, this week we have the chief on. Brian Daly's going to be on with us. We've got a lot of things happening this week. But you know what? The thing I like to talk about right now is IRS. You know, the IRS continues to, you know, to be at the lead of these stories, even though of all these other fiascos. And the fact is that is there going to be a smoking gun that goes right back to Obama? I doubt it. However, it's almost like you're watching a comedy of errors when you're watching the Obama administration trying to handle this IRS fiasco therein, where Obama may not be directly involved. The White House, including the chief of staff, seems to have known a whole lot of this, even though at first it was denied. In fact, it almost brings you back to the Carter era of things happening, when Carter would say something or somebody would do something, everybody would deny it, and then they'd find out it's true. The IRS and the lies by the White House counsel who said that, oh no, the only person that knew about this was me. And then you find out that, well, no, not really, because our email shows us that the White House chief of staff also knows disinformation. Then the Treasury Department is in on the spin. You've got each day something is new. Now, do you believe this? Do you actually believe, my friends, that Obama did not know about this IRS targeting scandal, the IRS targeting of conservative political entities? Do you really believe that Obama did not know about this until he saw it on the news when he was sitting there with his wife? No, do you have to? Okay, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or whatever. Ask yourself this question. This thing was huge. This thing could have exploded when it should have back during the election or right before the election and said, oh, this is what's going on. But it was being held in secret. Do you actually, really, truly believe that Obama did not know about it? Of course, you don't believe that. I don't believe that. I cannot believe that as one of his handlers. And do you know what they call them? Handlers? Why do they call the people around the Obama administration handlers? I don't understand this. Handlers. Isn't that what you do to push the animals in for the rodeo? Handlers, stock contractors, whatever. But the handlers. Oh, we didn't want him to know about it because then you would have said is that, oh, he was going to do something about our investigation. No. The president needs to know this. It's the same thing as Benghazi. Are you telling me the president wasn't told about Benghazi, and if he was, they didn't want to wake him up that night? Fast and Furious, he didn't know anything about that. And he didn't know anything about the tapping and the search for on the presses of telephone calls, their emails and all this. Holder knew about the one from Fox. Holder may have signed it. Holder. Attorney General Holder knew about it. So if you truly believe then that Obama didn't know about any of this stuff, then we have a bigger problem, my friends. They're keeping things from the president. And yet, you know, he says, well, I didn't know about it. I just found out about it. Is this a man that is this inoculated? Is he in a bubble where he doesn't know things? What else doesn't he know? Does this, you know, are you starting to understand things like maybe the medical care act, the Obamacare, that maybe he didn't even know things that are in there? Do you believe that he is being kept kind of in a dark, and they're trying to make him into a mushroom, keeping him in a dark, and just keep feeding him stuff? Is this what's happening? Is this the president of our country? Do you believe that? Do you believe that he doesn't know, or do you believe that he's at the center of all this? Or do you believe, is this the gang that couldn't shoot straight, and they stumble from one stupid maneuver to another, and all of it's starting to catch up with the Obama administration in the last 6 weeks? and the other things that have happened over the last 4 years. Oh, yeah, it wasn't his fault. Oh, no, he didn't bow to the king. Oh, no, he didn't do this. He didn't do that. Yeah, it was Corpsman. All that stuff. No. Have you ever thought that maybe that is President Obama? That there's somebody else there that does know all the stuff and he doesn't? Well, why wouldn't he know this? Is it just hubris that they can do anything they want and nobody's going to say anything or do anything as long as they don't push the mainstream media too far? We'll be right back after the news.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are soaring in early trading on easing concerns over the global economy. A better-than-expected report on the U.S. housing sector also pushing the markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow up 175 points at 15,478. Beauty products maker Coty is making a play for Wall Street. The New York-based Coty filed for an initial public offering that could raise up to $1 billion. Coty plans to sell 57.1 million shares for as much as $18.50 apiece. Shares will be listed on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker Coty. And how much would you pay for a private audience with the Oracle of Omaha? The annual auction for a lunch with billionaire investor Warren Buffett has a startling bid of $25,000. The auction will open up the evening of June 2nd on eBay and will continue through June 7th. The proceeds will go to San Francisco homeless charity, the Glide Foundation. The winning bids have topped $2 million for the past 5 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. Now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause. Right now you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now at 1-800-921-8060. That's 1-800-921-8060.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, and of course cold drinks, and get into those nice iced drinks as it gets hotter this year. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley have the best prices for tobacco products in town, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
Well, have you ever heard of Craig Cameron? And do you like cowboys?
I know you like cowboys.
I like rodeo and cowboys and horses and things that have to do with outside and the Wild West. And I would like to, we'd like to introduce to you our guest, Dennis Patterson. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, all.
And you've spent hours, you're bringing something very special. I think this is the second year. It's called the Extreme Cowboy Race. Happening June 1st. And before you came on, you were talking about this is on your property.
Right.
And you have how many? You just spent 4 months with what kind of track?
Well, we develop, there's about 10 acres of gullies and pond and trees that the event takes place in, not inside an arena. And we build a pond for this. We build jumps for it. We put together gates and fences, so that it's a challenge for the cowboy to make his horse go through all of these 13 challenges politely. You can't be whipping and spurring and doing all that kind of stuff. The horse has to listen to you and go through it.
Yeah, this isn't like you would think, like one of those cross-country races where they race and they jump for 3 miles. This isn't what this is about.
No.
They've got to go through, you've got to take them through gates, over obstacles where they're having to walk through these things,
But it's timed event,
it's
so you're hustling as fast as you can.
Right.
There's a quarter mile, what they call free ride, which is out through the trees, in the gullies. You can watch this whole thing from one spot. And we have 900 feet of fence where we put hay bales that you sit all night. And you have the cowboys going through wide open throttle about 6 feet from you. Every seat's a perfect seat.
Wow.
And then part of this whole thing is FFA of Anderson does the hot dogs and sells all that for a fundraiser. The Shasta... The Horse Rescue has a booth there, and Safe Haven Horse Rescue. Also, Reading Rodeo Team, Drill Team Juniors, they have a booth there. So we're trying to get this as a community event. They all make a little bit of money on this. We're not making money. They are.
Well, it's Saturday, June 1st, and let's see. I love the poster. It's a great poster with the founder and Texas Hall of Fame cowboy, Craig Cameron. We'll talk about him in a second. Providing the hot as a pistol race commentary. You are going to delight in the thrills and chills of each trip as riders compete for the money and the glory of Extreme Cowboy Race Comp Champion. And you brought the belt buckle that people are going to win, which is really hot. Come early, spend the day, and enjoy the hottest show today. Bring your chair, set up the arena side. Like you said, you're going to have wine, beer, vendors, all that stuff is available. It's $12, which is really great to go out for the day and enjoy this. And you get tickets. Let's see. Tickets are provided at locations. Tell us where you can. Boot Barn.
Boot Barn is the one down in Anderson, right?
Haas Ranch, Crossroads Feed, and Cottonwood Creek Equestrian Center.
Right. And you can buy them at the gate that morning of the race. It starts, the first one's out at about 9 in the morning. The last one is about 5 in the evening. So it's all day long. You don't have to spend the whole day. You can come out and spend several hours and watch it. It is a lot of fun. And you're right there watching right along with it. And you can get up and wander around so you can see different parts of this all day long.
So there's cowboys and cowgirls competing in the race?
Absolutely. Now, horses and mules and everything.
Now, this is part of the Craig Cameron Extreme Cowboy Association.
Right.
And yours is called the Hooves and Irons Extreme Cowboy Challenge.
Right. And we're one of a series of about 50 events during the summer. You go, and as you win, you gain points. And the top point getters through the year are invited to Texas for the world finals of the Extreme Cowboy.
Well, this is, and where's that going to be at, you know?
It's Bluffdale, Texas.
Bluffdale, Texas. Okay. Right. Now, you did this last year.
Yes.
And would you say that the course is harder this year?
Yes.
Or a lot more? I mean, I know that last year was your first time, so you know what, just looking at your face, Dennis, and knowing what kind of,
he's been working really hard.
You are a hard worker, and I know that you are also goal oriented. So, what are some of the challenges that we're talking about here?
Well, we have an old oak tree that's split in the middle, and you have to jump through the branches over the middle of that oak tree. There's a pond that's about 4 feet deep. You have to run your horse through the pond and out the other side. And you do this at wide open throttle. This is not just walk along. There are other triple jumps. There are step-ups that are the height of a kitchen countertop. You have to take your horse straight up those and over and down the other side. Opening a gate that's got hides on it, and horses and hides don't go well together.
No.
Yeah, there's shooting. We have a 45 caliber single action. You have to use a black powder blank and shoot balloons as you're traveling on your horse. So there's a lot of different things. There's a roping challenge on the second go, which is the first go is one trip through. The second go, I change the obstacles. And there's roping cattle, just all kinds
now,
of stuff.
Now, this is the same horse that the rider has to use, right, through the whole challenge?
Correct.
So this horse has got to be a true all-around performer.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're talking about the Extreme Cowboy Race. It's going to be this Saturday, June 1st, right here in town.
We need to find out the location and the time, of course, when we get back, and again, where we can get tickets and the website.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl won the bot. 743 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. Why Shasta Gas Propane? How about competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, and 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties? Those are, seems to be like five really good reasons to give Shasta Propane, Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Dennis Patterson, and we've Dennis is hosting the Hooves and Irons Extreme Cowboy Challenge, and it's part of the Craig Cameron Extreme Cowboy Association Tour. And the people that win these then can get back to the World Championships from Texas later on this year. This is one of, what, 12 or how many of these?
30.
30 of these contests. Now, it's not, you know, when you start thinking, it, you know, everybody throws extreme on this stuff, like the X Games.
Yeah.
But you've been talking about these horses and cowboys and cowgirls have to be athletes and very, very knowledgeable of their horse. But the horses have to be, they can't just be a little stocky quarter horse that just kind of trots around in the pen.
No, and the whole object of this is the rider and the horse working together and the horse having enough trust in the rider that no matter where he puts him and what he wants him to do or what he asks the horse to do, he's just going to step up and do it. And the extreme part is the clock. You have to hustle through to beat the other guys, time-wise. And that adds a whole new dimension. You can take your horse out and go through all these challenges on a day ride and not be a problem. When you put a clock to it and somebody talking to you the whole time and you add 400 people in your face watching, that really gets your heart going. And that's what it's about. So it's not just the quality of the horsemanship and the horse as athletes, but all this stress on top of it.
Well, tell us about a little bit about Craig Cameron.
He is a world-famous horse trainer. He is the founder of Extreme Cowboy Race. He trains horses to do this, puts clinics on all around the world all year round. 50 weeks of the year he's gone doing clinics. And he came up with the idea that let's put a little pressure on these folks because anybody can ride a good horse over little things and be there. But to do it quickly and never have the horse balk, stop, turn, freak out, or anything like that. So that's where this came up. He set it up as a tour and the world finals in Texas at the end of the year, similar to the National Final Rodeo. So you have quality people touring around from state to state putting this together. It's kind of like rodeo.
Now, can anybody, it says it's open to riders of all disciplines and horses of all breeds.
Yep. But anybody can ride.
Are they going to be doing the shooting too?
No. No, the pros and non-pros, the real experts get to shoot.
Okay.
The novices, it's a shorter course and it's easier. We have three courses essentially set up. The step ups, instead of 36 inches, which are the pros, they have a 18 inch step up for the novice. So you can be a first time rider, walk your horse through it and maybe win a buckle because you did it better than anybody else. We have a judge that we hire from Southern California. We bring her in. She watches everything, judges every horse, every rider. And then the time also gets put on there.
So this is, this whole day, and we've got a couple minutes left here, but this entire day from 9 to 5, you're seeing all of this. You get some of, you know, just actually pros coming in from all over to ride in this, in your event here. And all of this for like $12.
Yep. And 12 and under are free. We're trying to make a family oriented event. No bad language. Nothing said bad. It's all good stuff.
And also you were mentioning the fact that you've got vendors, here. So to tell you how the event works, you were telling us at the break, you have a long driveway. So you park at the bottom and then you've got wagons.
Hay
so
wagons.
Right there is a blast. Just get on the hay wagon with your family, going up to the top where the course is. Vendors of all kinds of cowboy gear and foods and stuff like that. Take your little chairs. Get over there and sit down and with your, in your shade or find your spot.
Right.
And then just witness, you're just witnessing this race.
Yes. And you get to talk to Craig Cameron. He comes out, shakes hands, kisses babies with everybody, and you get an opportunity to see what he's done and ask him questions about your riding capability if you're horse oriented. He'll answer all that too.
Okay, so that's going to be this Saturday, June 1st. It's going to be at the CPR Ranch.
Okay, tell us where your ranch is. People need to know where it is.
We're on Dersh Road, 3 miles east of Haas Farm and Ranch Supply. And you'll know because we have 30 American flags set up at the bottom of the driveway, parking signs, people helping guide you in where you go.
If you missed that, you probably shouldn't go and watch this anyway. If you miss 30 American flags and people standing there waving at you, you can get tickets where at, Linda?
Boot Barn. And folks, these are $12 tickets. Wonderful to hear that under 12 is free. So a family can go and enjoy this outing. It starts at 9 a.m. It's all day long. Tickets are at Boot Barn, Haas Ranch and Farm. That's in Anderson and Red Bluff. Crossroads Feed in Red Bluff. And the Cottonwood Creek Equestrian Center, which is in Cottonwood. So it sounds like for all you cowboy lovers and cowgirl lovers
and horseback and horse riders and people just want to watch something really interesting they've never seen before.
Right.
And this is the only place in the northern state that you can see this.
North of Los Angeles, we're the only one.
North of Los Angeles, the only extreme cowboy race you're going to see. And this, I have a feeling that we're going to see this in a reality show sometime next year.
Well, we're hoping to be on RFD TV.
Well, you know what, RFD, I could see that because, you know, Cameron and a number of other horse trainers were on that, so I could see this on RFD TV, but this extreme cowboy race, I could just see it as a reality show, too. You know, I mean, they're following people around. I mean, if you've got strange people in New Jersey named Snooki, why wouldn't you have an extreme cowboy race with Tex and Cotton, you know?
Now remember
and,
when you're-
and Mary Bell.
I'm sorry, but I just want to remind everybody, when you come to this event, you bring your own chairs.
We've got a lot of places to sit. If
okay.
you want a comfy chair.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's sitting on a hay bale.
Okay.
And we've got picnic tables set up.
Food, vendors, everything. Everything's ready to go.
Okay.
Dennis Patterson, thank you. This is great because this is a first again, and this could be something that gets really big.
I'm hoping so.
All right. Dennis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And again, it's this Saturday.
Extreme Cowboy Race, it's called. Kerry Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association will be here, and Dennis Patterson at his ranch is putting on the Extreme Cowboy Race. It's the second annual. It's this Saturday, June 1st. Mark your calendars.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages, but just be thinking about this. Sexual assault in the military, is it a threat to our national security, and why isn't President Obama being held responsible for this?
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize draws. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Cool off and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only session every first Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. 12 regular games pay $400, $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play paper-only bingo. Over 5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the people in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle, an opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:55 in the morning.
Looking to refinish your kitchen or your bathroom with granite? Well, we recommend Estate Granite. 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Ask for Mike Huber. You'll hear his name around and you'll hear the name Estate Granite and you'll think, No, do give him a call. 241-7866 Estate Granite for all of your granite needs.
Okay, let's start talking about sexual assault. If you listen to what was said over, for the graduations at the, at Annapolis and, some other statements, is the president's talking about sexual assault in the military. It's become a topic of interest. It's either a huge problem. It's a threat to national security, according to President Obama. I can think of a lot of things that are threats to national security. A threat to the discipline and, leadership within the military. Absolutely. A threat to national security, a little hyperbole there. But here are the facts. Here are the facts. Sexual assault in the military has risen 35% since 2010. There have been commanders relieved. There have been staff and COs, SNOICs, and relieved for sexual harassment. We've seen general officers. We have seen General Petraeus, get caught in this little honeypot. We've seen General Allen, who was not cheating on his wife, yet wrote thousands of emails to a woman. Well, that is not sexual assault. Neither one of those are sexual assault, but they did have sex involved in them. Sexual assault in the military. We've been told about a case of somebody we know that there was a sexual assault and nothing was done about it. And we're trying to do a follow-up on that. But the bottom line is that President Obama is saying something has to be done. His plan is that commanders should be held responsible. We've got to take the onus off the people reporting it, and that cases will be prosecuted. My question is, if you were in a unit, any type of command, and sexual assaults had risen 35% in 2 years, what do you think would happen to the commander? His boss would say, I've lost confidence in his ability to lead or her ability to lead in some cases. And they would be relieved for cause. I have lost my confidence in their ability to lead. That's all they have to say. Well, President Obama is our commander in chief. And in the last 2 years, sexual assault has risen. The climate within the military has changed so that sexual assault has risen 35% in the last 2 years. Who is responsible for this? Why not the commander-in-chief? Why don't we hold the commander-in-chief responsible for actions of the troops? We hold, we're talking about holding company commanders, a captain, maybe 30 years old, responsible for things that happen in combat, even if he wasn't there. Six Marines killed in a mortar accident. This investigation is still going on, but the battalion commander, the company commander, the weapons officer of the battalion, all relieved because the commanding general lost confidence in their ability to lead. There's people that are being held responsible. You hold people responsible for things that happen. President Obama is passing this down saying, my gosh, you people are doing it completely wrong. The Senate, the Congress want to get into, oh, we've got to change the Uniform Code of Military Justice. No. What you have to do is what Obama says. You hold people responsible, but that goes all the way to the top. That goes to the Secretary of Defense. That goes to the Commander in Chief. Well, how can you hold him responsible? Because obviously something is changing which causes the climate to change to have this many sexual assaults, this rise in sexual assaults in the military over the last 2 years. President Obama has been commander in chief for 5 years. What's this tell you? You can't blame it on Bush. You can try and blame it on Cheney. I don't know. But the bottom line is, our armed forces are in sorry shape. The people, the men and women who are fighting a magnificent battle every day, their equipment's old, They're getting tired. They've been, you know, we're rotating all this, we're rotating people back and forth, back and forth. Like I said, the equipment's worn out. Something is going to break. You're starting to see fraying around the edges, and maybe this is just one of the signs. There's other signs too. But the military needs a rest, and they need somebody that's going to take care of them. They need a commander-in-chief that just doesn't start saying, oh, you are messed up, you are screwed up, without him standing up and saying, I will take full responsibility for this, and I will fix it. He is all great for fixing things and blaming people from years before, but not so great in taking responsibility as we've seen in the IRS, the news, Fast and Furious, and so many other things. We'll be back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. George Zimmerman was charged with murder for shooting Trayvon Martin while on neighborhood watch in Florida. Now he's lost his bid to get some evidence against the teenager allowed at trial. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
And Dave, text messages from Trayvon Martin's cell phone, some which could paint pictures about the teen's behavior, will not be allowed to be brought up to the jury, says the judge.
And it will not be mentioned during opening statement, and it will not be mentioned at all without a prior ruling of the court.
Well, the court will also not allow George Zimmerman's attorney to mention potential drug use by the teen he's accused of murdering, but the judge also denied a prosecution's third attempt at a gag order on all lawyers and witnesses. Zimmerman's trial is due to begin in a couple of weeks, Dave.
Having no gay marriage or affirmative action rulings from the Supreme Court today, but the court did make news not taking up one case. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
It's all about an Indiana law to ban chapters of Planned Parenthood in the Hoosier State from receiving federal Medicaid funding for any medical service. A lower court ruled the state has broad authority to ban unqualified medical providers from that funding, but it can't deny the funding to qualified providers for an unrelated reason. In this case, the fact that Planned Parenthood clinics do abortions. Now, Indiana appealed, but the Supreme Court's decided not to hear the appeal, Dave.
Ranch President Obama will later this hour take another tour of the Jersey Shore, checking up on the Hurricane Sandy recovery. Democratic Congressman Rob Andrews says he'll see progress.
I also hope he takes away a sense of frustration with the bureaucratic process.
Americans haven't been this optimistic about the economy in 5 years. Consumer confidence surged again this month, and Wall Street likes that. The Dow's been soaring since that opening bell. It's up 179 points. Another private report showed home prices keep rising in all 20 big cities tracked by S&P, up an average 11% in March over last year. That's the biggest gain since 2006. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3, instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It's the countdown to summer, and things are heating up for your ultimate adventure. That adventure begins on a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side vehicle, a Can-Am Spyder or a Sea-Doo watercraft. Hurry in by May 31st and get a 3-year warranty and up to a $2,000 rebate on select 2012 models, plus great financing. The countdown to summer adventure starts now.
Visit Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo in Redding on Twin View Boulevard just off I-5 or call us at 530-275-7300.
Restrictions may apply. Financing is subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Senator John McCain has long urged President Obama to do more to stop the Syrian civil war. Yesterday, the Arizona Republican went to Syria to meet with opposition leaders. This as European leaders consider arming the rebels. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, it's an option the U.S. has previously rejected, but European Union nations are now free to send weapons to rebel forces in Syria All 27 EU member states have agreed to relax an arms embargo, but British Foreign Secretary William Hague says for now at least it's more of a bargaining tool to put pressure on Syria's President Assad.
We have no plans to send arms at the moment. This is a strong signal to the Assad regime that it needs to engage in the political process.
The US and Russia are trying to organize peace talks for next month, Dave.
Simon, there's extra security at West Albany High School in Oregon. As a student, Junior Grant Accord goes to court today, accused of plotting an attack, and he'll be charged as an adult.
Police found pipe bombs, Molotov cocktails, a Drano bomb, and a napalm bomb in Accord's mother's house. The items were stashed in a secret compartment in his bedroom.
Fox's Ainsley Earhart. Accord's mother's issued a statement grieving for her son, who she says suffers from a rare form of obsessive compulsive disorder. How about this for a rescue in China?
Residents in an apartment block hear a baby's cries coming from the pipe beneath a squat toilet. Firefighters soar through the pipe and find the baby stuck in a bend. One man reaches in, tries to pull the child out, but can't. So they gently snap the plastic pipe into pieces. There's no word of who flushed the boy down the toilet in China's Jinhua city. His parents have not come forward. But the newborn is now said to be in stable condition. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
It's not just the Dow that's surging today. Oil prices are up more than a dollar today. It's been back over 95 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It is 8:05, May the 28th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Gosh, it's been a quick morning.
It's been a really quick morning, and we have a jam-packed hour coming up. Let's see, you want to know what the weather is?
Yeah, what's the weather?
You just give me the signal.
You
caught me off guard here, folks. 57 degrees, 8:05 in the morning. Slight chance of showers today with temperatures around 75 of our high, as our high. Chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 59. I was reading a comment in the chat room, and we got all this stuff multitasking here. But right now, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning. What's happening on the East Coast?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 179 points at 15,482. The S&P 500 is positive 21 at 1671, and the Nasdaq is positive 40. At 3,504. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 17 cents at $13.41 and Ford Motor Company up 43 cents at $15.22. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 22 cents at $10.23 and Bank of Commerce is down 3 cents at $4.91. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.12%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.29 at $95.44. Gold is down $6.20 at $13.81.30. And silver is down 27 cents at $22.22. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Well, welcome back. Yeah, thank you very much, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on for our Market Minute. Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the best information on where you make your investments, or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Comment was, is that, did you see the post, that they just lifted the arms embargo in Syria? Which means that they can give arms to the rebels. This is what the European Union wanted to do that. My comment on that is, of course, that, and then they said there was some guy was holding an AR-15. The AR-15s are available all around the world from probably surplus of countries we've given them to. However, lifting the arms embargo, in my opinion, is that once you've done that, okay, now we've really taken sides And do we even know who we're going to be arming? Let's think back to Benghazi. Let's think back to Libya, what we did there and how the weapons were used to get to kill our ambassador. You know what? Do we ever learn, or are we part of that, or is this just a European Union? What I heard this morning was a European Union wanted to lift that arms embargo. I am not sure the Americans have done that yet. I'll have to check that out. But thanks for the post, Jimmy. Hey, you know what? Haven Humane's here with us, and we're going to get to them right after we get back from these commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Ensemble Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mixes suitable for all lifestyles and family members are available at Haven and waiting for a new home. Pit bulls are generally energetic dogs and love to play, chase balls, and go on walks or runs. The breed is highly trainable and eager to please. Stop by the Morgan Adoption Center at Haven Humane Society to meet our pit bulls and find the one that's right for your family. If you already have a pit bull mix that has not been fixed, Haven's low-cost spay-neuter clinic is offering 20% off surgery during the month of May. Haven is located at 7449 East Side Road in Reading, or call 241-1653 for more information.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 59 degrees out there at 11 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Does that make you want to kick?
It's been providing natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water from Mount Shasta Spring Water is drawn from the springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Those are private springs that they own. Pure, great water. For more information, call them at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Remember we were visiting some friends that have a place in Mount Shasta and they took us to the park? Remember at the base of the park there where people were actually filling their gallon jugs and they were drinking? You said, well, they actually take their jugs, fill them up, and they can drink right from the creek, the water so clear. At the top of the river, it's right before it dumps into the river. Why are you looking at me like that? Just say something.
Oh, come on. I'm just listening to you.
It's Monday. I need you.
It's Tuesday, first of all.
Okay.
I needed you yesterday. Where were you? Okay, that's what I thought. Hey, our guest today, Haven Humane, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, of course.
And Leanne Smith, who's Chief of Operations. Good morning to the show.
Good morning.
Captain Smith. Okay, you know, I've got something here that says this is Meow Memorial Days. Pick out a mini flag and receive a surprise discounted adoption fee tucked inside it for any animal at Haven Humane Society.
Yeah, it's going to be going on all week until Saturday. Saturday will be the last day. So you come in and you pick out that next forever family member and walk up and pick up a flag, and it's going to have a discount. I think we have one in there that's going to be free adoption, and yeah, the rest are going to be kind of a range of discounts. So pick one of them out and come in and find your next family member, yeah.
We got lots of kittens.
It's cat season, isn't it?
It's cat season. Yeah. We have lots of baby kittens that are cute and cuddly and looking for a home.
My word. Mm. So, Captain Smith.
Yes.
What's happening for you in a day? Let's talk about what's like in a day for you. I really am curious. I always think I see you in uniform and I see you in town and I know what you do, but share with our listeners what happens with you in a day.
Well, in the beginning of the morning, typically we start our temperament testing and working with our dogs that are in the facility already, the strays and the ones that come in. We want to get a little idea what their temperament's like before we place them up for adoption. So we're looking at health, we're looking at attitude, we're looking at all sorts of little things. And when those things are all in check and looking good, then we move on to actually going out into the field, and it could be anywhere from a stray cat in custody to a barking dog to dogs running in traffic to dangerous, aggressive animals. We've had deer running around, wildlife all over the place. So you never know what you're going to get when you get out there behind the wheel. And it's what makes it fun and exciting on the one hand, because you never know what your day is going to be like. And then on the other hand, it's kind of sad because this is the springtime. And so this is where the babies and the baby kittens and baby puppies are all coming out, and we're trying to find places for all of them. But on the positive side, we've got a lot of programs, and now that we have the new MAC Center up there, the new adoption center, more room to accommodate them, and more rescue groups involved, more people getting in the mix, volunteering, and it's just going along gangbusters. So we're happy about that and hoping that this year will be different from all the rest, so we'll be able to get more of them placed and out in good homes and such.
We will.
I just always think about what must be animal control in itself that has to be heart-wrenching. You know, when you see that people don't care for their pets or their, you know, what happens to they breed, and sometimes we talked about this before, Mark, where with cats, you can turn your back and boom, they're pregnant again, and then they're pregnant again. And we see that a lot during this season. But you know, we went up to the doggy park the other day, and again, we were talking about there was unneutered, male, large dog, I won't say what breed, that was on the big side of the doggy park. And we have a little dog and a little dog, and that guy walked in with this dog, and he was aggressive right away on a leash, and the guy kicked the dog. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're not going to be a good boy today. And then I just thought, what do I do in that 15 minutes? Do I run over and try to tell this guy to change his world? And this is what what does the bystander do with something like that?
Well, of course, you know, you can always offer your words of encouragement, you know, like don't do that or that sort of thing, but you could be setting yourself up for him to come and give you a bunch of grief as well. In situations like that, especially in the dog park, there are rules that have to be followed. We do recommend, of course, don't put little dogs with big dogs, because that's looking for something to happen. But if there's someone treating their animal like that, you certainly can call us, because we do handle those kinds of things. We do deal with those, and we have taken animals away from people for them being abusive to them.
Well, he brought the dog in on a leash. The dog was getting, you know, started getting into something, and it wasn't like he was kicking the dog with steel tip boots. He kicked and pushed the dog to knock it off. He turned around and left right then.
Right.
And because obviously they didn't want the dog in the, and people were, and people's radar was up for him too. Now they're looking at him. And so he was with his wife. They turned around, went back, got in their car, and they left. Mm-hmm. So it was, the dog could have been young. They were trying to socialize the dog, but the dog had not been neutered as they're supposed to be when they're up there. But the bottom line is so you all, if you see abuse like that, or if you think it's abuse,
right,
then they can give you all a call at Haven Humane.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything spectacular. It can be something like this. You get a license plate number or you get something there. It, you know, sometimes it just takes a good talking to and explaining that, you know, there are different ways to handle that sort of behavior, not necessarily kicking or hitting the dog.
Are we in skunk season yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy, let's talk about that.
Okay, let's take a break and come back about it. What do you do with a skunk in your yard? Because a lot of people have been talking about
that. We've
been
skunked every year.
So we're just waiting this year. And we just would like to have, you know, maybe some pearls of wisdom from the experts here about what happens if you have a skunk in your yard. Besides, we call Mark, get him out of his bed, and have him come on over.
Yeah, that's not going to be me.
That's not going to be you. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR. We're talking about skunking here. But there is a natural way to do this. Speaking of natural, a portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, featuring an in-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural foods. I bet you after we've had so much that we've been doing with feeding our bodies with, you know, so much that has been, I don't know.
Crap.
So now's your time to clean up your act. Best place to do it is check out Orchard Nutrition Supplements and Health and Beauty Products as well. And they're located on Locust Street in Redding.
Yep. Great people down there at Orchard Nutrition. Okay, we were talking about skunks. Okay, it's the skunk season.
Yes, this is the time that actually they have their young on the ground right now. So
what's that mean?
That means the babies are born and they're now getting to this to the stage where they're coming out with mom. Skunks will actually travel on their mom's back for a little while when they're itty bitty. And then when they start getting bigger, then they start spreading out. And when they get a little bit bigger, mom will start dropping them off in various locations. So you'll see a lot of babies here and there that just kind of miss the pack when they all moved away.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, people have got that same thing. They're on their parents' backs, except it's for years. Sometimes they're 26, 30, 35, 50, 80.
Now, is it true or is that with rattlesnakes or skunks? Do the young carry a more potent scent?
They don't carry a more potent scent. What they do is they're real quick to use everything they got because they're babies. And so when they see something that scares them, they're going to just let it all out. Whereas the older ones know, I need a little here and I need a little there. You know, I'm going to spray this dog and that person or whatever. But it is very, very potent and so they'll let the whole load go when they're itty bitty. The biggest thing is you were remarking about the downtown area. The downtown has got tons of wildlife. There is possums and skunks and snakes and raccoons and things that live in the downtown area. They call them urban wildlife because they like to live where we live and they're used to us being around. So when you see them, they're not that afraid. And people always wonder, that skunk's not afraid of me. Well, he doesn't have any predators really, if you think about it, except stupid dogs who don't know any better than to run up to him.
Excuse me, Captain.
Or Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps.
I like to pull rank here.
Yeah.
But you're saying elk killer because of 2 years in a row checked out, just trying to protect our perimeter?
Well, you know, she should.
Threw herself in front of us?
Should know that, you know, skunks are going to spray and dogs just don't seem to get that.
You think it's a cat
they'll go wherever they are. Yeah. And, people are kind of weird that way. They kind of walk up on them and get too close. They don't really have a lot of natural predators, so there's nothing to be afraid of. So when you see them and they're not scared and it's nighttime or it's dusk or even late afternoon, that's pretty normal. If you see them during the day, that's probably a good sign they might be sick. So you do want to call us and let us know, of course, because they can carry rabies and you want to make sure that you watch that. But a normal nighttime activity when you hear the scent wafting over the houses, that's them scrapping and skirmishing with one another. That's what they do.
They spray each other.
They actually spray when they're in the act of having a little argument sometimes.
Oh,
they'll do that when they're
fighting.
Does it
bother them?
No.
Does it bother them?
Does it bother them?
They think it smells pretty good?
They think it smells pretty good. But the thing is they live under our houses, under our sheds, under wood piles, anything that we got. We've got lots of little places for them to live. And they just set up housekeeping there. And I do know over in your area where you guys live that there is a gentleman over there that we've collected about 45 skunks out from under his house.
Whoa.
So that could be part of what your problem is.
I'm not going to say exactly, but
downtown
during the break, I'm going to ask you exactly where he lives. Can you put anything
we
in your yard?
We always worry about having that door open underneath the house.
Because the door was when I came there, that the door underneath the house, and it's a huge underneath the house, and it's just earth floor and all that stuff. But is there anything you can put in your yard to keep skunks out besides stupid dogs?
There really isn't. Unfortunately, they're pretty good, hardy little guys. The one thing that skunks cannot do is climb. They can climb stairs and they can walk up hills and things, but they can't climb over your fence. They find a place to go under your fence. Now, it doesn't take much of an area. It can be pretty small and tiny. So the biggest thing to do is just remember that your fence stays secure. And they're diggers. They can dig. They can get under there. So don't leave food out, of course, for other animals or cats. That's a big attractant. Or bird seed. If you have birds that you feed in a bird feeder, you need to try to keep your area down below they're fairly clean from the bird feed, because those are attractants. Those are natural things that they come to. And if you do that, that'll help to keep them from coming down. The dog actually is the biggest deterrent because they don't usually come where dogs are. But I don't know how big your little dog is, but if your dog's little, he probably just looks at her and goes, eh.
Well, we've had skunks. We had one skunk in the yard was as big as she was. But the other thing, though, is that she does go after them. And we haven't had – well, really, we haven't had skunks. After the one attack, they seem like they stay away.
Yeah, they will.
Because they put a little mark on the fence or something, says there's a crazed dog.
There you go.
There's a crazed dog here that will attack us even if she gets sprayed because she likes it.
Exactly.
She lifts her little arms up. She goes, here. It's like deodorant. And then off she goes. It's,
really?
She chased a skunk past me one time. I hate to say this. I thought it was a cat. And they're running. And the first one goes past me. And I'm saying, that's not a cat.
No,
and then
nope.
there's Elk Killer right behind her. And I'm going, we're all dead.
Yeah.
And the skunk's going to like it. But the skunk found the fence right underneath it.
They're creatures of opportunity. If it's easy to get to the food, they'll come in. But they generally won't fight with the dog. The dog generally will fight with them. And that's what causes the problem.
Okay. Well, then I think that maybe it is that as long as you've got a dog that barks out there, maybe they've heard the dog,
Yeah.
Let's just hope. Who knows?
However, you can call us if you have an issue. We'll come out and look. If you live in the city limits of Reading, we'll come and look at the situation and make a judgment on what's going on there and help you out with that problem.
Okay, now here's how you treat this. You take a bottle of peroxide. You take a box of baking soda. You take a cupful of Dawn or something like that, the dishwashing detergent, the liquid stuff you use in your dishes, and warm water. You put it in a bucket. You mix it up. It gets frothy. You take your dog, which smells, but make sure the dog is dry, and you put it all over the dog or the cat or whatever it is, your dog or yourself, and you scrub it off and let it bubble up like that.
And keep it on for 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes, and then you rinse it off. Takes the smell away. Totally.
Yeah.
Takes the smell away.
It works really well.
Amazing. Found that on the internet. So in the midst of the drama.
Okay. Now you've got a lot of things going on. We got about a minute left here, so we'll get to it on the other side. But Mark,
you've
just been sitting here being quiet here.
Yeah. No, this is great.
Well, it's skunk. It's skunk
I'm learning
season.
About skunks.
I was surprised to hear how many animals, but I guess that's true because they are urbanites now.
Yes.
They're not scared. There's plenty of places because there's a lot of green areas around.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That they can just find little burrows and
little
things.
Sheds.
Little sheds to live in and they're fine. They find plenty of food.
Yes.
And
we love our green area.
Mm-hmm.
We love our green area and that's why they like staying here. As long as we're going to have that, we built on their place.
That's true.
So.
Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith, who heads up the animal control here in our great city. We'll be right back after the news, and we'll talk a little bit more about what we can do with Haven Humane. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Stocks strong out of the gate, the Dow up 188 points after reports that consumer confidence and home prices are up. A wildfire in the mountains above Santa Barbara, California, forcing thousands from their homes, so far damaging just a U.S. Forest Service building.
We had two vehicles that were burned. One was a U.S. Forest Service vehicle. The other was a private vehicle.
Fire Captain David Sadecki. Not right away, but rebels in Syria could get weapons from members of the European Union, voting to allow that. Arizona Senator John McCain wants our government to send some.
McCain spent several hours in Syria after slipping in from Turkey. He met with members of several free Syrian army units. McCain favors the West increasing aid to the rebels who are trying to topple Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, but he stopped short of favoring U.S. troops on the ground in Syria.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you are running your own business, already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work. Working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
I like
8:34.
Yeah. You come in every break
I
with
say that.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than go, well, never mind.
Do you do that when you wake up? Yeah.
I do. Don't you know? I mean, you're there every morning. I wake up, go, yeah.
Yeah, we got another day. We're on the air. Woohoo.
605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. This is man's last stronghold. It is. But children are always welcome there. You see ladies there with their kids and sitting there waiting for their spouses or better halves or lesser halves there. All at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. This Saturday, Friday, May 31st, the Colt 45s are going to kick off their season at the Tiger Field, and it is Veterans Day there. And 50% of all sales goes to veteran support groups right here at Tiger Field. The game starts at 7 p.m. They're going to have introduction of Gold Star families prior to the game. Tickets are only $5 for adults, $3 for seniors and students, $2 for children under 12, and $5 off coupon from bleachers. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is that these sales were going to go to support the Northern California Veterans Cemetery programs out there. And, you know, it kicks off the baseball season of some of the finest collegiate baseball players in the United States will be on the Colt 45s. And it's a brand new season. They have a new league. And we've got a big announcement we're going to be making this week about the Colt 45s. Okay. Our guest, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Leanne Smith of the Animal Regulation. Animal Control Regulation?
Reading Animal Regulation, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mark. Good morning.
I've been trying. Okay, we were talking about when we came in about you're finishing up the pity party.
We are. So the month of May, we had a pit bull adoption event. And I just got back from a very small vacation. And so when I left, we were at, I think, 25 pit bull mixes that were adopted, which was great. And so that finishes up this week. Friday is the last day of that, and that rolls us right into a bunch of other events. It's busy May and a busier June for us, so lots of activities. So I'll go over a couple of them. One that we were talking about earlier was, you know, we're seeing a lot of kittens and puppies this time of year. So thanks to a grant we got, during the month of June, the clinic will be offering spays and neuters of kittens and puppies up to 6 months old, so under 6 months old, for $20 for space.
Oh, wow. Later.
So hopefully we can help out
with
some
of that.
Gee,
that's fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our second Tuesday club coming up. That's going to be at Cheesecakes Unlimited on Cypress, and that's on Tuesday, June 11th. I'm not sure if we need a coupon or not, but you can check on havenhumane.net and check that out. On that, we need volunteers. Always need volunteers. So we have a volunteer orientation Saturday, June 15th at 9 a.m. We'd love to have volunteers. And then June 8th is our big dogathon, and the dogathon's going to be great this year. We're going to have splash dogs there, so we're going to have the big pool with the dogs jumping in the water. You can come out and you can see if your dog's going to jump. We're going to have a lot of other activities. We're going to have the Westminster dog show, which has got all kinds of funny events.
Westminster?
Westminster dog show. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be great.
Munster.
Munster, yeah.
Who comes up with these names?
Not me.
Okay.
That is
yeah.
cute.
But I like them. So, and that's going to be a fantastic event. That's from 10 to 3 on Saturday, June 8th, and that is at Haven Humane. We've got a big property out there, so people could come out and walk. $25 registration to come out if you want to walk with your dog. And we definitely want people to bring them out. That gets you a T-shirt as well as lunch. We're going to have a DJ, and we're going to have a bunch of vendors. A whole bunch of stuff's going to be there. It's going to be a great, fun day. So, also fostering, we definitely need fosters. Because it is kitten season, so we bring in about 2,200 kittens a year.
Wow.
So if we can get fosters, that'd be great. And if you're interested in fostering, please call 241-1653 and ask about fostering. A couple of reminders also. Dog licensing, we have some clinics coming up June 3rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Palo Cedro Fire Hall, June 5th from 1 to 3 at the Fall River Fire Hall, June 8th from 10 to 3 at Haven. That'll be during our dogathon. We're going to have a licensing clinic as well. And then June 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Shingletown Public Library. And then,
a lot of information, Mark.
I know, it's a lot.
It's a whole page of information there.
Well, I have
dates,
three pages.
Times. Okay, so now how do if people are going, I haven't even, my coffee's not kicked in, go online.
Havenhumane.net. And we've got all information, or you can call 241-1653.
You've got some great great stuff happening. I loved it. What stuck out for me are the puppies and kittens under 6 months, $20 neutering in the month of. Or is it a special day? Or
month of June.
A week? The month of June, that is awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to have a Westminster.
During the dogathon.
During the dogathon.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about, you've got your pet of the week. We've had, so far,
you guys are batting 1,000.
I love the fact that you bring in your pet of the week and they get adopted. I know you guys really go out there in a lot with the community, and they come on here, and I think that people finally go, we're ready. So I'm so happy to hear that. So you brought in I wasn't here Friday, but you brought in a small little Australian shepherd.
Her name was Haley, and she did get adopted. It was just, she just needed that.
Really?
Yes, she needed that special person.
Okay, well, that is 100%.
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah.
All over.
Yes.
Makes us feel good. And we even peanut butter and all the hamsters are gone. Peanut butter hamster and all the rabbits are gone.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Got them adopted.
Great. Okay, we got to take a break here. We have Haven Humane with us. And, you know, once a month we bring in Haven Humane to talk about what's going on there at Haven Humane, because we believe it's a big part of what happens here is taking care of those animals and, getting to know the people behind Haven Humane. It's important. And the fact is, if we can get these animals adopted out and slowly put you all out of business.
Absolutely.
I doubt if we'll ever do that, but at least, you know, bring down that number. And I think, and we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Do we, you know, about percentages and all this? I realize it's puppy and kitten season right now, but if the feeling of how, what you all are doing, if it's working, is it going on? I mean, are more people starting to take care of their animals and neutering and spaying? Okay, we'll talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:44 in the morning. 605-4563. I mean it. Do you mean it?
I mean it.
Well, you've been, you know, sitting here staring at
me. I'm not staring at you. Besides, just have a good time. 8:44 in the morning.
Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, or just routine maintenance. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his guys, we know them. They've come out, worked on our house, and we have been nothing but pleased with their work. 530-221-2642, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
This is another, just into the, you know, give that, Alliance Heating and Air. We put them on a, bi-year later, coming twice a year now. So there was a contract that we signed because we were so happy with them. Well, it's one more thing that we don't have to think about. You know, just come and fix it. We just tune it up, will you? It's kind of like when we take our car in, it's just do it. We just do it. Got enough things to think, have to think about.
Let's think about this show. Our guests are Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Lee Hansen.
Saving all those animals.
There we go. Now, we talked about a lot of things during the break and when we came back here and on for animals. But one of the things you just brought up, Mark, great. Heat in animals, because as Bad Bob just said, it could be up to 100
this weekend.
So we're going from 60 degrees to 100 degrees in a week. Huge impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's critical that people think about that when they take their animals. If you're going to go out in the car and you're going to take your animal with you, don't leave your animal in the car. If you're going to go out in the car and you need to get out, leave your animal at home in the air conditioning or somewhere safer. But it can get really, really hot in a car very, very quickly, and can cause some pretty serious damage or kill the animal.
You know,
the worst case
scenario. Very quickly.
Mark, we see this, and I don't know what to do this. Like, let's say there's an elderly person, and that dog or that, I don't see it with cats that much, but with that dog is their constant companion. So they travel in the car, they stop at the grocery store, it's 100 degrees outside, there may be a little bit of a window slat, you know, open in the, you know, as far as the vent. But, you know, at which point, you know, maybe they think it's 15 minutes, but it's still inside that car. I feel bad, and I could see the person going in. I know they're just going in for a tomato and to come out, but they don't want to leave that dog at home.
Yeah, and that's when you need to, again, use some encouragement and say, hey, you're going to leave your dog in here because I really recommend against it because it's going to get really hot in there. And try and educate them. They may not have even thought about it. And if that doesn't work, then absolutely call us. And we'll send out an officer to come out there and check it out. They actually have heat guns in all of their vans, and they check to see exactly how hot it is in the car. And when we get to a certain temperature, then we're going to take action. We're going to try and find the owner, obviously, but you know, if it's really, really hot and they've been there for a while, then
window gets broken.
Window gets
animal
broken.
Gets taken.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And you leave a note in their car, right?
Yeah. Yes. And something else too to think about is, you know, leaving them in the back of a truck isn't always safe either because it gets really, really hot in the back of
the
truck.
In the beds of those trucks.
The beds of the trucks get burning, and their pads aren't used to that, so they can really damage their paws as well as dehydrate extremely quickly. So. Just because they're outside in the back of a truck, if it's 100 degrees out, that doesn't mean that they're not suffering, and they are, and we will absolutely take them if we find them like that. So
just call Haven Humane and just say, hey, there's a dog in a car at this location. They've been in there for like 15 minutes. How fast does it get hot in there? I mean, it can take,
depending upon how hot it is outside, it only takes about 10 minutes. Even with a little bit of ventilation on the inside, for the temperature to exceed 100 degrees. And it can be 85 outside, 80, 85 in the interior part of the car. Well, if you think about it, when you go to get in your car and it's a warm day, it's hot in your car if you've got it all closed up. Imagine what the animal's feeling like when that happens. And see, dogs breathe, yes, through their panting, but through the pads of their feet and on their lips and nose and the inside parts of the ear are actually where they sweat or where they have the glands to sweat, and they can't sweat any other way or relieve their heat in any other way. And so it becomes increasingly more difficult for them, whether they're short-haired or long-haired, doesn't really matter. It's their body just collects the heat in a hurry. I can't tell you how many deceased dogs I've taken out of vehicles, even trailers, even people with camper shells on the back that thought the dog would be fine in the camper shell, and it didn't do well in there. And you're going to go to Costco. You know you're not going to go into Costco for 5 minutes. You're going into Costco for an hour or thereabouts, or Winco or any of the places that are here. And I do have to give kudos to those companies, Winco, Walmart, Target. All of those places are very good about letting us know when we have a dog in the car. The Mount Shasta Mall is really good about it. And letting us know, and
that's great to know.
Yes,
that
it is.
If you see something like that, that's really good to know, is that they've got patrols out there besides just looking to keep people from busting into cars, but if they see animals out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. If they see them in the car, they need to call us, and there is a state law against having your animal in a hot car.
Oh my gosh.
What should you do? Okay, you've got your dog, you've come into town, you're going to and you're going to be an hour in the store, and you've got a truck or something like it. What should you do? If you just not bring them is one thing, but what if you do bring them? Is there anything you can do to alleviate this at all?
Some of the places now are allowing you to take your animals into the store with you. You can always ask them if they'll allow you. Most of the grocery stores will not because they do carry, you know, foodstuffs, and they don't like them in there for that. You need to bring somebody if you're going to go. Someone needs to come with you, and you need to sit out under the tree and, you know, with the dog. Someone needs to sit and relax with the dog outside the vehicle or stay with the dog so he knows what's going on. But the best thing, and you said it, Carl, is really don't bring them if you know you're going to be going in somewhere that's going to take some time.
I just got something on our chat room that says Dandelions is dog friendly.
Yes, they are.
One of our sponsors here.
She's very into, you know, Haven Humane and helping animals and the doggy park and such. When we get back, let's find out what are the first things that you do. Like, say you find that your dog is overheated, or a dog is overheated, or a neighbor's dog, and help it. Is there the first thing that you can do, even if it's on the decline?
Right.
We need to know what to do. We'll find out after this break what that is. KCNR 1460.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William, give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Well, I won't back.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This morning's show brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here. It handles all of the North State and the South State if they have any sense. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. They had a huge sale this weekend. If there's any vehicles left at all, or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading. Our Reading Crown Motors, great people down there doing great work.
Our guest this morning has been Captain Smith and Mark Story, who are from the CEO Mark Story of Haven Humane. Before we took our break, we asked about if, okay, let's say for some reason we can't get somebody from Haven Humane or to come in or whatever it is, and there's heat stroke with an animal in a car, in a house, running on the, the trails.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
What's the first thing we can do as an individual?
Okay. Well, if they're in a vehicle in a department store or in the parking lot there, we don't encourage you to take them out of the vehicle. I know that's hard to say and it's hard to watch, but I'm not encouraging anyone to open up a car and take it out of there because that's actually against the law to do that. But if you're able to get the dog out or have an authority to get the dog out, the first thing you want to do is cool the dog. Now, everybody says you want to, you know, throw water on it or put water on it. That is true, but you don't want to just hit it with ice and things like that to cool it down. You want to kind of just take your time and do it, water them. A hose would work really, really well. Of course, ice water. They don't generally want to drink anything when they're at that point where they're at heat exhaustion. So all you want to do is just start to lower the temperature, get them in a cool place and let them just relax and let the blood pressure and everything settle and come down. The cooler, the better, of course, but not too rapidly. Don't get crazy and throw buckets and buckets of ice on them. In your yard, the very same thing. You would do the same thing. I literally had a dog that was drinking, trying to get air from the vent because they had left the windows all up. And I was able to open the door. Of course, I'm an authority figure, so I'm supposed to do that. So I opened the door and the dog was flat out. So I carried him to the, where the water spigot was, and we began just doing that. And then as soon as you can, get them to the vet or get them into a veterinarian because that's going to be their best advantage.
We need a number for people to call if they see an animal in distress like this.
It would be 241-2550, and that's Reading Animal Regulation, and we will be their high priority call for us, 241-2550.
And folks, just remember and tell everyone that you know, it's going to be 100 degrees this weekend. In just days, it's 20 degrees hotter. And what we know is that sometimes people just don't pay attention. It just happens. So just, there's the number. Mark.
Yeah. So, we're very privileged to say that we have Joel Silverman, who is, the star of Dog and Cat Training. I think it's on Sunday mornings on ABC. I'm coming. He wrote a book called What Color's Your Dog? We talked earlier about the training and really, you know, they just need to be educated, the dog you guys saw at the dog park. So Joel Silverman has a little bit different take on training. He's an excellent trainer. He will be at Haven Humane Thursday, June 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for a seminar, and it's $30, and you can register on companionsforlife.net. It's $30 to register, and you get his book as well, and that's June 13th.
Okay, June 13th. Maybe we could have him on. That'd be great. Have, you know, yeah, a dog trainer or somebody that's got this, you know, much insight
knowledge
into animals.
Yeah,
too.
We'd love that.
Do something like
yeah.
that. Because, you know, he's got a national TV show and this, but
the place should be booked out.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. Maybe even just a, you know, phone interview. Anyway, hey, Haven Humane.
You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for
reaching out. Thank you. Thanks for the continued support. Really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's, as many things in this community, it's worth supporting. So the,
these poor little critters can't help it. They're just born.
That's right.
So we need to protect them.
We need to take care of that. Mark, thank you so much for what you do. And of course, Captain Smith, for what you do. Mm-hmm. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the VA on, but tomorrow also we're going to have almost an open line from 7 to 8. That we're going to be able to talk about and catch up about everything from Second Amendment to Sacramento to taxes to IRS to
sexual harassment,
you name it. We're going to catch it up here tomorrow. And then 8 o'clock, we have the VA with us talking about one of the departments over there. Wow. On Thursday,
morning.
Brian
Daly
will be with us. Friday, Ron Lim talking about the state and things they've done. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
We were shocked and saddened by this event.
The school superintendent in Albany, Oregon, Maria Della Poore, moments ago on the arrest of a student accused of plotting to bomb West Albany High School.
We're not scared as a school of the whole thing. We're, you know, shocked that it happened here at West Albany.
Student body president Sawyer Reed describes the suspect as quiet. Classes resuming as scheduled today while 17-year-old Grant Accord is due in court. The neighborhood watchman charged with murder for killing an unarmed teenager in Florida loses an evidence round in court. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
And Lisa, George Zimmerman's defense team will not be allowed to bring up Trayvon Martin's suspected use of marijuana to the jury.
And the court will reserve as to its admissibility after I have an opportunity to hear an expert witness tell me exactly what the toxicology report, how it fits into the defense.
The defense had only wanted